This coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parashas Va'eschanan. And of course, in the context of Va'eschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu begins the Parasha davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until Hashem says, Rav lach al tosef taberi layod badabar hazeh, it's enough. Don't speak to me anymore about this matter. And the great late Mashgiach of Lakewood, Rav Nosson Siwachvogel Zatzal, notes that the power of prayer is given to man. Even when it appears that his tefillos are not going to be answered, man should try again. Indeed, notes Rav Nosson Tzvi, Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillos, which is the gematria of Va'eschanan, and Hashem had to tell him to stop, or Hashem would need to listen to the prayer, and of course that would come at a different cost to Bnei Yisrael. And this is consistent with the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, which tells us that there's no reason to give up hope, but rather a person has to go ahead and strengthen and try again. And that's the meaning of the pasuk that we will begin reciting very shortly at the end of L'David Hashem, Ori Kaveh El Hashem, place your hope and trust in Hashem, Chazak V'yameitz Libecha, to go ahead and make your heart strong, V'kaveh El Hashem. Says Rav Nosson Sifon Wachvogel, there are times that we do not seem to get answered from Hashem, not because we don't deserve it, but rather because Hashem is trying to get us to daven again, but this time, a little bit harder. Then the Torah tells us, Lo sosivu al adavar asher anochi mitzaveh eschem, we should not add to the mitzvos, to that which I am commanding you, v'lo sigra'u mimenu, and you also should not cut, make it smaller, don't diminish from it. And the Torah is opposed to amendments generally. So why does the Torah repeat the mitzvos of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra, both here and then again in Parshas Ekev, as we'll see next week? Zemar V'Rabbi Rav Shechter Shalita quoted the Vilna Gaon, who noted that in regard to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is repeated twice in the Torah as well. And Rav Shechter, quoting the Gra, explains that just like the mitzvah of Sfira, there is also a mitzvah of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra on two levels. The Omer mitzvah is repeated on two levels, both an individual one and a communal one, and so too Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra are given on an individual and then on a communal level. Similarly, the Tochacha is both individual in Parshas Bechukosai, which is written in the plural, and when you find things in the plural, that means it's a tzivui to the individuals, and also a communal level, as we'll see when we get to Parshas Kisavo. The original bris at Har Sinai, everyone was still an individual, but in Arvos Moav, the people were finally united into a single entity. So Rav Shechter would point out to us, when things are repeated, you have to check. In Parshas Va'eschanan, over here, the mitzvah of Lo Sosifu and Lo Sigra'u is a mitzvah on every individual. And next week's Sedra, it will be Lo Sosefalav. That'll be the communal mitzvah, as it is noted. Kimi gai gadola shalo Elohim krovim elav. Who is a great nation that has a God so near to it, Kashem Elokeinu? Now how can Moshe Rabbeinu say this when his own tefillah wasn't answered? Right? Hashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav, that when we call out to him. So Reb Zilberstein Shalita explains Moshe's tefillah was answered. He wanted to enter the land of Israel in order to fulfill the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz, as the Gemara says on Insot on Daf Yedaled. But the Gemara notes that only the places that Moshe Rabbeinu saw became actively part of Eretz Yisrael, as far as the rules of Trumos and Maishos were concerned. So in other words, in essence, it was through Moshe Rabbeinu that these mitzvos were achieved. Similarly, we're going to come to a time in the future when it will appear as if our tefillos are not heard. However, we're encouraged to look more closely. When we do that, we'll quickly discover that our true prayers are indeed accepted, and they're received, and they're answered fully. Vayivchar bizaro acharav, he chose his seat after him, and brought you bekoach gadol mi Mitzrayim, with his great strength from Mitzrayim. So Soloveitchik learned a powerful lesson from this selection as the Torah reading for Tisha B'Av, as opposed to the selection from last week's parasha, the Meraglim, which historically would have been more correct. Says Rav Soloveitchik, no matter what has happened, and no matter how hard we have fallen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not and will not ever abandon us. Ki lo yitosh Hashem amo v'nachlaso lo yazov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot abandon us, because we are indeed his Am HaNivchar. We're the chosen nation. We're guaranteed to seek tshuva. We kasha misham, as Hashem Elokecha matzasa. And when we seek tshuva, we will rekindle the relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And indeed, he has selected us precisely because of our ability and our desire to select him. This is one of the great lessons of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of the section prior to the section of Matan Torah. And then, of course, we're told that Heitivu Asher Diberu, the Bnei Yisrael did well in that which they were asked. And Rashi explains that Moshe Rabbeinu was upset with the people because they were willing to use an intermediary at the time of Matan Torah rather than to speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, and which would have been indicative more of an Ahava. Rav Chaim Sabato Shalita explains that Moshe couldn't understand how a nation would ever give up the chance to serve Hashem Me'ava, a level that's perceived to be much higher than that of Yira. As the Klei Yakar explains, Yira makes a distance. Ava brings people close. And still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sides with the people, Etivu Asher Diberu. So Rav Sabato explains that we need both elements in order to achieve complete service of Hashem. If we only have Yira, or we only have Ahava, we won't be able to fully access our awareness of our relationship with Hashem. In turn, when the time for Yira would be needed, we wouldn't be prepared. So by developing both connections, which Bnei Yisrael did, as opposed to Moshe's prescription, Hashem said, Heitivu Asher Diberu, they were correct. They need to have both elements. Our parsha is also blessed with the first of the parshios of Kriya Shema in it. And we're told in that context, V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha, you should love Hashem your God, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol ma'odecha. And the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph says that we need to both serve Hashem with shnei yitzarecha, with the Yetzer HaTov and the Yetzer HaRa. Now, serving Hashem with the Yetzer HaTov makes sense, right? But how does one serve Hashem with the Yetzer HaRa? So Tzvi Pesach Frank explains that when we go to see how the Yetzer Hara affects our desire to not to do something, we know how important it is to go precisely in that direct direction. Rav Dov Yafi Zatzal, the late great Mashgiach, adds that our Yetzer Hara tries to get us not to chazer, not to review our learning, right? And so, because our Yetzer Hara works overtime to try to get us to go in that process, it shows us how important our responsibility to go ahead and do so indeed is. My dear and admired friend, Rav Shalom Rosner Shalita, actually just spoke about this. He says when young people are young, they feel the desire to keep moving forward. Just say another shir. Just prepare another chabura. Just to go ahead in another direction. That's not the message of Avas Hashem. The Yetzer Hara wants you to just move forward and never to move backwards. It's reminiscent of the famous comment I believe I heard from Rav Moshe Lieber Shalita, who once pointed out to us that Shlomo HaMelech notes Leiv Chachamim Liyamin Leik Psil L'Smol, that the Chacham moves to the right and the Psil, the fool, moves to the left. If you hold the Sefer open, to move to the right means to move back, which means to review. If you want to be a Chacham, you've got to move and review. The Ksil, the fool, only moves to the left. He's only going weiter in life. Sometimes when you go weiter in life, you move onward, you wind up losing in the process because you're not paying attention. We're also told, b'chol nafshecha, with your entire soul. And Rashi says that means, afilu notales nafshecha, even if he's taking your nefesh. And Rav Dan Segel Shalita explains that this language, he's taking your nefesh, that's specific. For when one offers his soul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's clear that the action is service to him. However, when one submits his soul to Hashem, not necessarily willingly, and is still able to express Avas Hashem, that's a tremendous level of Avas Hashem that we're commanded to aspire to. Finally, this coming week's Haftorah is the very famous Haftorah, the first of the Shiva de Nechemta, which is the Haftorah of Nachamu Nachamu Ami. And of course, over there, Yishayo Anabi declares, Al Hagavo Ali Lach, Mevaseres Tzion, upon the lofty mountain Ascend, Mevaseres Tzion. Harimi b'koach kolech mevaseres Yerushalayim. Raise your voice with strength, mevaseres Yerushalayim. Who is the mevaseres Zion? Who is the mevaseres Yerushalayim? So Rav Schlesinger Shlita, the Rav of Gilo, quotes Rav Abraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk Zatzal, who explains that two separate groups speak of Eretz Yisrael and of Yerushalayim. Both are enamored with Eretz Yisrael. Both are enamored with Yerushalayim. One speaks about a secular city, a secular land, and talks about freedom and liberty and nationality. The other speaks of Kedusha, of holiness, and Kedusha Sa'aretz. The voice of the secular love for the homeland of the Jew is loud, and it's heard far and wide. It resonates with the people. The voice of Kedusha Sa'aretz is not as loud. It's heard primarily in the shuls and the Bate Medrash. And so what Yishayo HaNavi calls to the people and asks them, why are you asking for a nationalism only like the other nations? Al Hargavoa Al Ilach, rise, carry that nationalism to a more kadosh place. Harimi Bakoach Kolech, to the spiritual seekers, he tells them, raise their voices so they can be heard beyond their current reach. Harimi Al Tiroi, Imri Le'arei Yehuda, Hine Elokechem, tell them to rise up. There is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be found in the nationalism. There is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be found when you place him there. We're looking for that opportunity where we will go and get to that point where we unite as a single united nation, Tachas Kanfei Hashem, and under his Torah, at which point we will certainly get to the point where we will be able not only to be talking about it, but to achieve Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, Shabbat Shalom to all.